Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, hello, hello, hello there, and good afternoon. Today I have an awesome privilege to introduce to others Sonia. Sonia is a she's a certified health and nutrition coach. She helps individuals, families, and organizations take care of their health through simple everyday lifestyle changes. And without any further ado, let me introduce you to Sonia. Sonia, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Ray. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be able to share information, and I'm glad I connected with you. I'm just thrilled to be here.
I'm just excited to have you on board, and I need to get my health in line for 2022. So tell me, what does a certified health and nutrition coach, what is that all about?
Cool. Yeah. And you know what? This is the best time, right? And like a lot of us, it's the beginning of a year. We all have new goals. And if you don't have new goals, you kind of get pushed to get new goals because everybody else is doing them. And you don't want to be left behind. So we have 300 and something days still of opportunities to make our health better. So as a certified health coach and a nutritionist, I'm also a clinical master herbalist. So all those together, what I do is I teach people, anybody eats, right? So anybody that eats, what goes into your body makes an impact in your health. So I empower them to take care of their health through, like you just said, simple lifestyle changes. Changes include not just what you eat. It's a holistic approach. It's what you think, because that is taps into your mental, wellness and mental health, and how you move, which is the physical aspect. Right. And then, of course, what you think, your attitude. So it's all encompassed together. So as a certified health coach and nutritionist, I combine all those, and I offer integrative services to help people.
That is awesome, because you know, when folks are looking to, let's say for example, this is 2022, they're getting started, they want to get their life in order, they want to get their physical in order, they forget about that mind. And it's all a mental state. It's where you're at, you know, because I might say, yes, my goal for 2022 is to lose weight. But if I'm not mentally there, it's not going to happen. So I'm glad to hear that you incorporate, you know, the mind, the body, you know, and all of those as part of, hey, I'm going to help you get to where you need to be. So tell me real quick, Sonia, how did you get started in this business?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I got started because I had challenges of my own. When I was back in my 20s, I come from the corporate background. So I worked for like 20 plus years in corporate sales technology, which is, you know, very demanding job. And when you're young, you don't necessarily take care of yourself. So stress and bad eating habits, I kind of developed chronic colitis. So I was kind of forced to change my habits and adopt a healthier lifestyle. And then also from my family, lived it firsthand, both my parents passed now, but back in the day, as they were getting older, they developed a lot of chronic diseases. Like my mom had was diagnosed with diabetes, and then she developed Alzheimer's. And then my dad had prostate cancer. So I saw them challenge and suffer. And you and I were talking about this earlier, how – you know, sometimes we put things together to plan for our wealth and our retirement, but if you don't have health, they go hand by hand, then you can retire.
Right, right.
And that's exactly what happened to my dad. You know, he got, bless his soul, he was happy to retire. But by the time that he retired, his health was not good. So he was never able to enjoy his retirement. So that's why, for me, it was a turning point that I always thought, was there anything else that could have done differently? And yes, it's prevention. So that's right. What started me into this path.
Wow, and that is so important, because especially with young people, I know, like, for example, my daughter, she struggles with her, you know, her weight. And it's I keep talking to her, and it seems like it goes in one ear to the next, right? Goes in one ear, goes out in the next. And I had to get someone else to help her say the same things I'm saying, but because it's coming from someone else, she's more receptive, you know.
Absolutely.
Now she's doing great. She has a personal coach. I know it's going to cost more money, but hey, at the end of the day, it's all about her health. And it's worth it. It's worth it right now to invest in a personal coach. And like I told her, everything that you eat right now as you're young affects you when you get older.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that. So with your dad, you know, my gosh, for you to look back and say, oh, my gosh, I could have done something. I could have helped, you know, but you didn't know at the time, you know. So
exactly.
So kudos to you. And so what type of services do you offer?
I do coaching sessions as a health coach. It could be individual or with groups. I focus a lot on family wellness. So I work with all ages. I'm certified to work with all ages, from moms to be, nursing moms to adults, kids, any age of kids. You know, mentioned, I don't know how old your daughter is, but teenagers and, you know, young adults, and then seniors as well. So I really have specific solutions for all ages, and I do interactive workshops. Also educational webinars, now that a lot of things are happening, still happening virtually. So I was able to pivot and do everything virtually as well. Lunch and learns. I do a lot of corporate wellness because that's the background that I come from. And the stuff that I really, really enjoy is doing healthy cooking classes, because I love food and I love teaching people how to prepare their food so they can eat healthier. So just giving them sense of empowerment.
Wow, that is amazing. I love the healthy cooking classes, because, you know, it's so hard. Sometimes you look and say, okay, well, how can I make my meals more healthier? And it seems like when you go shopping, especially you want to get the organic foods and you want to stay out of the aisles and you want to just shop on the perimeter of the stores, everything that is good is so expensive. So a lot of times people want to eat healthy, but it's so expensive. What do you have to share with them? How can they eat healthy and on a budget, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. A great point to bring up, because I have done in the past workshops where I teach people how to eat healthy with $5. Okay.
Mm.
And I know we have inflation. It's coming. But nonetheless, a lot of this produce, eating healthy, considering being expensive, is kind of a misconception. It depends. You have to know what to buy, where to buy it, and buy it in season. So fruits and vegetables, I can guarantee you, they're cheaper than meat. Okay, meat right now is very expensive.
It's ridiculous.
And and you can get, you know, I'm not saying not to eat meat, but putting into perspective, you can get protein from plants, right? Plant-based protein. And you don't have to eat meat every day. If you eat meat every day, you're going to break the bank, because it's very expensive. But yes, there are absolutely ways to do that. And in a budget, within a budget, gone to buy produce at the 99 cent stores. Some 99 cent stores carry produce, and that produce is provided to them from the same farmers or the same produce company that supplies other grocery stores. So it's not lower quality. Sometimes you find organic stuff there.
Right.
So there's a way. There's a way, but we definitely, it is that mindset. We got to change that paradigm that eating healthy is expensive. expensive. It's not as expensive, number one. And number two, think about how much money you're saving by not going to the hospital when you get sick.
Right. So it's all about choices, right? It's all about choices that we make. Would you grab a bag of chips, or would you get some carrots and, you know, put in a little Ziploc bag? So it's the choices, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had I was traveling just recently, a couple days ago, as a matter of fact, and I stopped because, you know, I'm on this health kick. I said I want to eliminate meat from my diet for now, you know, just to get off it, you know, cleanse my body and eat more fish and all that. So I'm in the airport, and I'm starving, right? I'm hungry. I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, what's there to eat?
Nothing.
So I went into the store, this restaurant now, fast food place area. Excuse me. And they had wraps. So I'm going down the line. It says chicken wrap. I was like, no, I can't have that. Veggie wrap.
Right.
And I said, veggie wrap? I've never had a veggie wrap. So I got
They're good. Yeah.
And they're really good.
Yeah. I mean, that's my goal too. It's because, you know, as much as I love cooking, not all of us have the time. I don't have the time every day. So it's about planning. It's about, you know, buying stuff that you can assemble in 5-10 minutes, put it together. I actually have a couple of YouTube videos. I have a YouTube channel, and I call the series the 10-minute lunch. And I don't cook everything from scratch. I just grab stuff here and there, see what's in my fridge. And that's the other way to save money. Instead of you going to the grocery store, check what you have on your fridge. Check what you have in your pantry and put something together.
Right. And it's, you know, it's easy for me because I started off with eliminating starches.
Mm-hmm.
I love breads. I love the rice. I love the pasta. And it's like every meal has to have one of those. So I said, let me just stop eating rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I started first with just eliminating rice and substituting another vegetable. So I had vegetables and a meat, vegetables and something, you know. Then I said, okay, I don't need to have pasta, so I'm not going to buy it.
There you go.
So I don't have it in my pantry. So what I'll go to, my vegetables and whatever meat that I have. Now I'm eliminating the meat. So now I have my vegetables. You know, I have so my thing is I need to create, be more creative. And that's where I need help with, is creating that meal to where I'm not hungry, you know?
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
And you're right. I always tell people it starts in your grocery cart, because if you buy it, you'll eat it.
Okay? Absolutely.
So if you don't have it in the house, it's not going to happen, because you're not going to go out of your way unless you really go out of your way, right, to buy something.
But
for the most part, if you're busy, you don't have it in your house, you eat what you have there. And then the other thing is that's where I come in. That's where I come in to help, because, again, I can tell you all day long what to eat and what not to eat, but if you do not find it easy, simple, and I don't give you the tools, it's not sustainable. It's not going to last.
Right. Just like with the financial coaching, same concept. I could tell you all day what's good and what's not good, but we need to work on a one-on-one so I can actually give you the tools and the principles that you need, or else it's a waste of time.
Yes.
So tell me, what type of work have you done with within the community that you live in?
I've been working with some nonprofits. I collaborated back in the day with organizations like Mana de San Diego, Hispanic organization, Latin, and the Rock Church had a nutrition ministry with senior centers, helping seniors getting healthy. So a lot of stuff. I got recognized as a Live Well partner in 2020, San Diego Live Well Partner.
Wonderful. I'm a Live Well partner too. There you have it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So within the community, because I know we started our community group, you know, it's healthy lifestyle. And so I'm excited about that group because we're bringing in people and giving them options, right? Giving them options on how we can do things, how we can live healthier. Because it starts with one person at a time. And before you know it, it's like an avalanche, right? Everybody's going to be on like, oh, my gosh, it's so fun to be, you know, eating the right foods, and it's not boring, and it's not a lot of work, and it's not expensive. So
yes.
So what I envision us doing, because I know some libraries have kitchens, you know.
Ooh,
I envision us doing those classes. You know, even if you charge, what, $10 or $20 or whatever, they come in and get a complete meal, but we're going to show them how to do it.
Exactly.
You know, and so incorporate the kids, you know, because I think we have to teach our children in order for them to make healthy choices and grow up with the different, you know, different types of foods that they can prepare. We need to incorporate them, too, so that when we fix the food at home, they're not, ew, what is that?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
if you teach them young, you will be surprised what transformation they go through. And then they push you to make that transformation because, you know, they're helping you.
Yes. You know, what do you think about community gardens? Growing
our own food? I call myself an urban farmer. I grow some of my own produce, and that's
nice.
What I mean.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That is awesome. You know, and also even growing gardens in the pots, if you don't have the land space, can actually
mm-hmm.
grow herbs and vegetables. And
yes, you don't need that much space. I don't use much space, but I've been doing that since 2016. So
mm-hmm.
I don't buy lettuces. I don't buy spinach. I don't buy herbs. I just grow my own. And I save a lot of money. That's the other way to save a lot of money.
Right. And then, you know, I think what's going on right now with the economy and with this, you know, viruses that wouldn't go away, but just, you know, different variants. I think
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen is we're going to get back down to basics.
Sonia, absolutely.
To where we barter. Say if I have a certain seasoning, I say, hey, I got seasoning. What do you have in your garden? And we work back and forth. So it's not like, okay, there's a cost to everything. It's about bartering.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I got a bag of persimmons from
mm-hmm.
a neighbor in the community. She says, hey, I have a whole bunch of persimmons. What do you have to swap? I thought
yeah.
that was so cool.
Yeah, it's back to basics.
Yes.
uh-huh.
It's back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to, as a community, think about ways on how we can help each other, you know, just live better and stop
mm-hmm.
relying on, you know, like I put in my post, stop looking for daddy government to give a helping hand all the time when you can
right.
actually go out there and do it yourself.
Well, we got to be responsible for, you know, and accountable for our own health. I mean, you can blame all day long whoever you want to blame, but there are things that you can control, and one of the things that we can control is what we put in our body.
Exactly, exactly. We get to know more about you and your services. And so what final words do you have to share with your listening audience?
Well, thank you, Ray. It was really nice connecting with you. I think we have similar visions, and I'm sure we'll do something great here for the community. Well, I would just say that to not despair. I know a lot of us we don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of uncertainty. I would say be hopeful. Don't lose hope. Be faithful. And don't lose your joy. Find your peace. Whatever gives you peace, if it's stopping, you know, the social media or watching the news or whatever it is, go meditate, go pray, because there's a lot of things happening that are not under our control. So I would say do some introspection and focus on you. Focus on your family and your loved ones, and focus on the good that surrounds you. There's almost always something to be grateful for. So that would be my recommendation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much, Sonia. And looking forward to doing bigger and better things within our community. And have a wonderful day.
Likewise. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.